I never had a layoff, so that's one thing. In all the 30-some years that I worked there, I was never... They told me the reason that we never fired you all because you were too good of a worker. And that's good. And I meet them, the bosses, at the Quarter Century Club outings, some that are still living. They didn't forget me.
So even though you were the union steward, and you're out there on the picket lines when you need it to be.
That's one thing I can't say anything about the bosses. And like Jo Willard, I can never say anything against her. Even though she was anti-American, she had difficulties and all. She was a good steward. She helped the people. She did. Yeah. She worked an automatic blanket.
And what were some of your experiences with her? Or
well, just...
co-workers or...
Yeah. Well, she didn't work in the same department as I, but she used to go to the meetings and different things like that, you know, and just personal acquaintances, you know. It wasn't... we didn't get chummy or anything, you know.
But in spite of maybe personal political differences,
you
were still able to work together?
Yeah. And I was one of them that signed the paper for her to be expelled from the union.
Yeah. When was that? That was...
In the 50s, I think. Yeah. I think that was in the paper about her. Because the woman that talked to me, she asked me if I knew her. I said yes.
Yeah, that was, probably back in the early 50s.
Yeah.
Okay, we were going to talk just a little bit more about the controversy in the union during the early 50s then with Jo Willard. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, I don't remember when she was expelled. Her and all of her arsenal and Frank Fizikas. I can't remember. Yeah. All the names.
Well, what was it basically about, though, for people who aren't familiar with?
Well, they say communists. And another woman that I know, Connie Cedar, she was with them too, you know. And I was familiar with Connie Cedar. But she's moved out of town, so she's not around anymore. And, but that's, because we didn't affiliate with the, we didn't get in too good with the, those people. Because we had our, they had their differences and we had our differences.
Okay, this was members of the same union?
Yeah.
Okay, and some were thought to have been communists?
Well, that's what they expelled them for.
Okay, well, just so I understand. And again, this was during the early 50s. And how did this come about? I mean...
To tell you the truth, I don't remember. I don't recall. But things got around and... Us stewards, we were very much upset, you know, about this. And the one fellow now, he's living in Canada. He's still alive. Mm-hmm. He was our president of our union, Oliver Arsenal.
Okay, the local union here in Bridgeport?
Yeah,
okay.
IUECIO, Local 203,
So there was, a meeting or something, and...
But we went through different stages of getting them expelled.
Yeah.
And then it came to the board, and then they said yes, so...
Okay, and about how many members were expelled?
I think there was about 12 or 13.
Yeah. Now, does that mean they were also... Now, were these people... They were also working in GE at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean that they also lost their jobs? Okay, so they were... Okay, and how did this affect the union afterwards? I mean...
No, it didn't affect the union. Not at all.
Okay, you were able to carry on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.